He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday. It's Friday already. It's the September 4th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Where were you yesterday, Gunderson? We were waiting for you, and we got a replay. Well, I'll explain it in a bit. I was actually, my daughter-in-law went into labor about an hour and a half before the show. So I had a legitimate excuse, and I am a new grandfather. The S&P 500 is down 27 points today. What gives there? 1923 is where we're at. The Dow is down 249 points on this jobs report Friday. The Dow is at 16,125. The NASDAQ is down 50. The NASDAQ is at 4,683. NASDAQ holding up a little bit better than the other two indices. NASDAQ being more of a growth index than the Dow, obviously. Crude oil is down 0.3%. But we are clear back to $46.61. We'll load you up with a barrel of crude to take home, $46.61 plus tax. Gold is at $1,118 per ounce. That's down 0.5%. The euro is at 1.1115. That's down from where it's been recently. And, you know, with all of this nervousness in the market, one would expect interest rates to be higher or lower. They're not. They are down a little today, but they're at 2.15%. And obviously the big question is, with a little bit better than expected employment report today, will they or won't they? That's the question. Come September 17th, will the Fed raise interest rates or will they hold off? Well, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And I know you were expecting Saltwater Rob here to do the show here today. In fact, most people, a lot of people tune my show out all week and they wait for Sanford and Son on Friday. Well, Sanford and Son, my son, is tied up right now. Yesterday morning, as I was just starting to come to from a good night's sleep, I got the text that I've been waiting for quite some time that my daughter-in-law was in labor and headed to the hospital, which is about 20 minutes from my home. So I got the old sweatpants on and the flip-flops and headed up there, and 6 hours later, little Gwyn, 7 pounds, 3 ounces, was born. Gwyn, spelled just like Tony Gwynn. G-W-Y-N-N, the great number 19 on the San Diego Padres. Yes, she's a girl, but we can substitute. We can use Gwyn as a girl's name. And as a tribute to Gwyn, our Padres came back last night and beat the L.A. Dodgers. I kept tweeting to my son, win for Gwyn, win for Gwyn. And they did come back. Meanwhile, I had a fishing trip also scheduled for yesterday. I didn't go. I told the other guys, you go without me. I'm going to do this fishing trip vicariously through you. And don't you know it, I said to myself, these guys are going to have an epic fishing trip here. September in San Diego is one of the prettiest months around, and the fish are just everywhere offshore here in San Diego. 50 miles out is where they went yesterday. They had a one-stop shop, all you wanted, yellowfin tuna and Dorado. Wicked Tuna Rob was just telling me the story about, oh man, the tuna would hit anything. So he's got some nice tuna loins for me to put into the smoker and to put onto the barbecue. I was going to have him on the show with me, but I don't think he could have talked about anything else but tuna. So anyways, we'll talk a little bit about the market here. Obviously, we're not going to end the week on a high note. And you say, why? Well, that jobs report, which everybody's been waiting for, that monthly non-farm payrolls. I don't know how the farms did, But the non-farm payrolls added, what, 279,000, something like that? Where's my number? There it is. 279, no, 173,000 jobs, which is a little bit less than expected, but the employment, the unemployment rate dropped down to 5.1%. And Ms. Yellen has been saying that we consider full employment to be 5.1%. Well, Ms. Yellen, now that the country has reached full employment, if you can call it that, I think there's still a lot of underemployed people. And I think there's a lot of people not working out there, not carrying their weight, but that's just me. 5.1%. Will you now hike interest rates by 0.25% come September 17th? We won't know until September 17th unless one of the Fed governors tips their hand. And in the meantime, I think the markets will probably remain a little bit volatile between now and then. But the bottom line is, and you've heard me say it all week, and in fact, you heard me say it twice this week on Wednesday and Thursday and on Monday, that I believe that the bull market, which is 6 years and 22 months, 22 weeks old, is still intact for now. Yes, we are in the midst of a correction to the tune of about 10%. I think it's been off as much as 12 during that plunge that we had last week. And this is very similar to the correction that we had 1 year ago, back in October of last year. Corrections are just part of the business, part of the deal. Bull markets are part of the deal. Bear markets are also part of the deal. And that's what we really have our antennas up looking for. You know, yesterday, today Rob was telling me about the fishing trip that they were going along, and all of a sudden on the sonar, the captain about 45 miles off of San Diego started to pick up little blips on his sonar. And he said, get ready, guys. I think there's some fish in this area. And pretty soon, all four reels across the back of the boat with 26 fishermen started to sing. Oh, is there a better chorus? Is there a better quartet anywhere than four reels singing that we've got a fish on? And one of those reels, one of those lines was Rob's son, Noah, who was so excited to have a yellowfin tuna. Actually, he had a Dorado on, and he wound it in and had a big, bold Dorado. But they found those fish. There were signs of them. And then they went a little further, and another boat said, hey, guys, we're fishing over here, and we just limited out. You can have our spot. Well, the stock market is very much the same. There's little patches, there's little areas out there in the ocean that are biting better than most. And those are the areas that I continue to fish in. I added a few stocks this past week to my portfolios, which I've been doing over the last 6+ years during pullbacks in the market. Because each time when there's a pullback, I say to myself, is this the big one? Is this the one that's going to begin the bear market? Is this the one that's going to lead to a recession in the U.S. economy? And as I've said before, as I put out my side scanning sonar underneath the boat looking for blips on the horizon, I still can't find any signs of a recession out there. Now, obviously, the trick is to spot a recession before we're calling it a recession, because by the time we're calling it a recession, it's way too late. Where do those blips show up? Well, they start to show up in jobs reports, like the one we had today. Did you see any sign today in that jobs report that a recession is looming? In fact, we're afraid that the jobs report was so good, which it wasn't, but it was a little bit better than expected. We're expecting that the Fed may say, uh-oh, this economy is just too hot for us to handle right now. We need to put the brakes on a little bit by doing a 0.25 rate hike. So there's no sign of recession there. And as we look at GDP reports of 3.7%, and more importantly, as we look at earnings expectations for 2016, which I'll be updating today, we still don't see anything on the side scanning sonar or on the radar within 100 miles of any type of recession or bear market out there right now. And you say, you're crazy, Bill. Are you watching the action in the market? Yes, we've had many threats like this along the way. And each time I've told you to stay the course. And I won't always say that. There will come a time when I say, this is the big one. It's time to run for the hills. It's time to batten down the hatches. It's time to run to Home Depot and get some plywood and nail it up around your portfolio. It might even be time to go shopping for some inverse funds, but I still don't think that this is the time. So if this isn't the time, we need to look for some bargains, don't we? I've gone through a bunch of them this past week. I've given out all kinds of nice little tidbits. Well, I've got a couple more today for you to gnaw on. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's take a look here at what we can find on the bargain rack right now, because I still believe. Someone asked me the other day, what's the general feeling out there about this market? I said, well, right now, 31% of investors, professional investors, advisors like myself, are bullish. And 69% are bearish. Well, I remain in the bullish camp. Nobody called me, but if they did, I would say I remain bullish for now. Furthermore, I have a $2,235 target price on the S&P 500 over the next 12 months. I'll be updating that, and I will be going through the numbers that support my thesis. It's not a wild prediction. It's just based on numbers. And until those numbers begin to change, I'm going to hold my ground and I'm going to stick with my story, which I have for the last 6+ years. And having said that, I'll be updating those numbers this weekend. Today begins the newsletter. I'm a day late. I'm getting a late start. Had a busy day yesterday in the delivery, the maternity floor of the local hospital here, where I greeted my new granddaughter, Gwyn Gunderson. Anyways, I'll be updating my numbers in the newsletter this weekend at pwstreet.com. That's where you can get on board with my weekly newsletter, pwstreet.com. I've been writing that newsletter faithfully for the last 2 decades. And every week I do my doggone best to bring you the best analysis and the best action plan based on that analysis that I possibly can. And I don't send that newsletter out until I believe that this is the best I can do this week. Here's the facts, just the facts. And here's how I think you should handle those facts. And I'll show you what I bought this past week. And I'll show you if I sold anything. I can remember selling one stock this past week because it got down below my line in the sand. And I think it's important on everything that you own to have a line in the sand. And one of them this week crossed my line in the sand. Where should that line in the sand be? Well, I talk about it all the time on my show. In fact, I'm printing my lines in the sand in the newsletter these days because I think it's very, very important to have some defense on the field. College football starts. Can you imagine if they just had an offense? If all through practice, they only practice offensive plays and no defensive coach, you know, no defensive leader, no defensive plays. You have to have defense on the field too from time to time in the market to protect yourself. Anyways, one of the stocks that I currently like, it's gone through a dramatic trend reversal here recently. It's one that has done a pretty darn good job over the years of growing their earnings. We're going to go to Columbus, Ohio, where we visit L Brands, which used to be the Limited. Remember the little stores, the Limited? And then they started to expand out, and pretty soon they were Bed Bath and Body, and then they were what's the other big, Victoria's Secret, etc. Well, now they operate 2,923 franchise and 288 specialty retail stores in the U.S., Canada, and the United Kingdom. This is a $26 billion company. Hey, maybe some of that money that we're saving on gasoline right now, folks going to Limited Brands to buy lotions and potions and whatever else. L Brands has been on a nice little run, a nice little win streak here recently. But it's done better than that over the long haul. If I look over the last decade, which hasn't been the greatest of decades for retailers, L Brands has clocked in with the return of 22.1% per year. In addition to that, L Brands pays a nice little dividend yield of 2.2%. Now, at $26 billion in market capitalization, and with a dividend yield of 2.2%, I can make a case for this stock in a conservative growth profile. It's a large gap. I can make a case also for this stock in a growth and income portfolio. For those seeking some income, well, 2.2% is not exactly going to make the rent payment, but if you can get a little growth on top of that, which I think is possible over the next several years, L Brands makes sense from a growth and income point of view. And if you add up that capital appreciation and that dividend yield over the last 10 years, if you take a look at where L Brands was 10 years ago today, where were you 10 years ago today, and you put a little compound annual growth a formula to that, you get 22% per year. That is doggone good. The market has delivered 5% per year, and we've been through the Great Recession during that decade. Over the last 5 years, L Brands, they changed their name somewhere along the way. The symbol is LB. They averaged 36% per year. The market's averaged 12. Speaking of LB, I was in the hospital cafeteria yesterday eating some hospital food for lunch, and they sell salad bars by the ounce. And she said, "Can you get that on the scale?" And I said, "Me?" She said, "No. The salad." I thought she wanted to charge me by the pound. I thought, oh man, this isn't good in front of all these people here. But it was the salad. My salad ended up weighing like 6 ounces or something, and it was 35 cents an ounce. But, you know, L Brands over the last 5 years has tripled the returns of the market. Over the last 3 years, L Brands has delivered 27% per year, while the market's delivered 11.6%. And over the last 12 months, get this, L Brands is up 46% and the market is down negative 2%. You just learned something here on Best Stocks Now. I bet you didn't know that L Brands has been such a phenomenal performer. Well, now you can scratch your head and say, I didn't know that. Well, now you do. Now let's take a look at the valuation of the shares. You know, the shares aren't that cheap, but they never have been. This has been a superior stock in the consumer sector for quite some time. But having said that it's not that cheap, I can still make a fairly good case for it from a valuation point of view. If I take next year's earnings of $4.17, and here's another example of a stock in the S&P 500 that is expected to grow their earnings by double digits next year, 12% in the case of L Brands. And if I extrapolate that out over the next 5 years at about 10% per year, I come up with a target price of $135 on L Brands. I'm getting a little bit of a dividend along the way. Stock's currently trading at 89. Out of 4,143 stocks, L Brands comes in at number 54, and it's one I own. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back. I've been on the right trail, but I must use the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'll be preparing the newsletter right after this show. The work begins. It's about a 12-hour journey before I'm satisfied that it's the absolute best info that I can come up with. And it's been a rocky week. I think people need good info right now. They don't need wild predictions. They don't need doomsday stuff to sell newsletters and whatnot. They need honest opinions of facts that are out there that are presenting themselves right now. That's what we've based our opinions on for the last 6+ years. I'm a market timer. I don't believe in being invested in the market at all times, as the index guys would have you do. And I'm not an asset allocator because I believe there's asset classes that I don't want to be in at times in the market. Everybody's different in this game. We all do things differently. You listen to the various people out there and you kind of decide for yourself which makes the most sense and go in that direction, you know. We're all, in the end, the general managers of our various portfolios that we have stewardship over. And you have to choose what you think is best. Some people are very, very comfortable investing in index funds, knowing that the indexes beat most guys like me over time. And they're very, very comfortable. And when a 50% drop comes along, they know that eventually the markets will rebound, which they have, obviously. We had a big run off of the low in the markets here back in 2009. Other people are very comfortable having an asset allocation, being spread out and not having too much risk in any one area. And going into it with the knowledge that certain asset classes won't do well because things aren't favorable for them right now, and certain ones will, and they'll kind of all offset each other, and over time it all balances out. And other people would rather have active management versus passive management. Most people in my industry are passive managers. I'll bet there's, 69% of advisors right now are bearish on the market. I would also say that about 69% of advisors are passive money managers. I'm in the minority in a couple of ways. See, I'm a minority myself. I'm only one of 30% that's currently bullish on the market in the advisor camp. And I think there's probably 30% maybe active managers left in the world today. Maybe even less than that. Most have become passive managers, even turning it over to robots. I read an article from Scottrade yesterday about this move to robots. And they said, robots can only go so far. People eventually want to pick up the phone and talk to somebody when they're nervous or want answers about their portfolio. So you have to decide for yourself. Me, I'm going to stick to my story. I'm going to stick to my style. It's the one that over the last 20 years I've refined down to and determined to be the best one for me. And I continue to combine value with performance to come up with best stocks. Now manage those stocks individually, just like children or grandchildren. They're all different. I have a line in the sand on the stocks that I own, and I have what I think the stocks are worth over the next several years. I want to own them as long as I possibly can, but it's not always possible, you know? You have to take it a day at a time. Well, one that I currently continue to like and continue to own in my aggressive growth accounts is one out of Vancouver, British Columbia. You might have heard of the Hunger Games and Jennifer Lawrence. And who's the old Sutherland, Donald Sutherland? Well, they do other things. They produce and distribute film, television, entertainment content with about 16,000 motion picture titles, a company by the name of Lionsgate. Symbol, LGF. Growth rate, last 5 years. This is growth rate in earnings, 61% per year. That's the average annual growth in earnings of Lionsgate over the last 5 years. This was a $3 stock back in 2009. Today it's a $37 stock. I wish I would have owned it all those years. I haven't. But I like it now, so we're going to go first and look at their track record. Over the last 10 years, Lionsgate has basically tripled the returns of the market. It's delivered some alpha to investors. Oh, it's gone on some pretty wild swings over the years, but over time, I think that they continue to diversify away from the Hunger Games and continue to produce content, which everybody is looking for. Even Apple is now threatening to produce live content. That's the direction that Netflix has gone in. Amazon's looking to produce content. We can't get enough content these days of shows and reality shows and all this and that. Over the last 5 years, Lionsgate has delivered 40% per year. Well, here's the old axiom. As earnings increase at a company, the stock price follows. Over the last 5 years, Lionsgate has increased their earnings at a rate of 61% per year. And what has the stock done? It's increased at a rate of 40% per year. Over the last 3 years, Lionsgate has delivered 36% per year to investors. The market has delivered 11.6. Is there a dividend? There is a little bit of a dividend, 0.7%, but also keep in mind that Lionsgate is a $5.5 billion company. This is not Disney. This is just barely a company that's moving into mid-cap territory from small-cap territory at $5.5 billion. Over the last 12 months, Lionsgate, LGF, is up 17%, while the market is down 2.5%. Does it possess the momentum and the performance that I like to see in a stock? The answer to that is yes. The stock gets an A- performance grade when I compare it against all those biotechs and technology stocks and the Silicon Valley and energy stocks and all the other stocks in the market. On a relative basis, it gets a performance grade of A-. Now, valuation. We look to valuation for the future. We look to track record, that's the past. And you could say, well, anybody can show me stocks that have done well over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years. Okay, good. I know that. But what about the next 1, 3, 5, 10 years? We look to valuation for some guidance there. Lionsgate is currently trading at 18.9 times forward earnings, which is a little bit more than the market. The last time I looked, the S&P 500 was trading at about 14.9 times forward earnings. Lionsgate's trading at 18.9, but it's been a superior company. It's grown by 61% per year over the last 5 years. It's expected to continue to grow by 25% per year over the coming 5 years. That's pretty good growth if they can pull it off. With a forward PE of 18.9 and an expected growth rate of 25, I get a PEG ratio under 1, which is in my wheelhouse, 0.76. It's trading at a discount to its growth rate. Got a little dividend yield, 0.7%. I have a $72 target price. That's a 5-year target price on Lionsgate. The stock is currently trading at 37. It's a stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. I do have a line in the sand. Boy, that's real clear right where that line in the sand is. Let me extend it there. If it were to cross underneath that, then my opinion changes on Lionsgate. And I set it aside for a while, maybe forever. I don't know. But for the current time, I currently own the stock in my... It's in my moderate risk profile because this is a mid-cap stock. Out of 4,143 stocks in my Best Stocks Now database, I come in at number 81 with Lionsgate. And again, it is a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Well, anyways, like I say, we'll be writing the newsletter. I'll be updating you. Lionsgate is just one example of a stock that I own in my moderate risk profile. I own about 25 others. I publish that every single week. Somebody asked me the other day through email, I hope your returns and your portfolios aren't just a bunch of hype and smoke and mirrors. I said, well, how can they be? Every weekend I show you exactly what I've done and what's in there and whatnot. It's pretty hard to add any smoke and mirrors to that. It is what it is, for better or for worse. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked a little bit about the jobs report and what it means. Well, I'll tell you a few things that it means. It means that the economy is not exactly staring down the sights of a recession. I mean, we're now at supposedly full employment, according to Janet Yellen, at 5.1%, even though there's a lot of part-time people, there's a lot of underemployed people, and there's a lot of people that just choose not to be part of the labor force. But again, we are not staring down the sights of a recession here in the U.S. of A. And if anything, this report may lead the Fed, about a 50-50 chance is what the folks are saying, flip a coin as to whether or not the Fed will hike interest rates a quarter of a point come September 17th. And the market more than likely is going to be a bit on the volatile side. Until then, we're still currently in the midst of about a 10 to 12% correction in the market, which is about the exact correction we had last year at this time in October. And I still believe that prospects look very good for next year's market. As of last Friday, I still had earnings estimates of $131.50 for the S&P 500 for next year. That compares with about $118 to $119 this year. That would mean double-digit increases in earnings. At least that's the expectations in the forecast, and they're subject to change every single week. And I'll be updating my numbers once again this week. And what are we watching for? We're watching for all of a sudden those forecasts to start falling apart, falling off a cliff, or slowly being ratcheted lower. That, will, to me, will be one of the biggest indications that Mr. Recession might be out there knocking at the door somewhere. But as for now, I still don't see it. Meanwhile, we'll keep you posted every single week here in the Best Stocks Now newsletter, which has been bullish for the last 6 years and 22 weeks. And right now, from what I understand, about 69% of the financial advisors are bearish. I'm on the other side. I'm on the 31% currently that is bullish. So don't say I'm not a contrarian. There's a lot of times where I'm the contrarian, not going along with the crowd. We covered a few stocks that look pretty good to me right now. Not recommendations, but I think it points out that there's still best stocks now in this market. I showed you L Brands, which is the limited, which has been breaking out recently, reversing a downtrend. It's had great numbers over the years, and I think is fairly reasonable from a valuation point of view. And when you add those two together, it comes up with a pretty good combination right now. I also pointed out Lionsgate, which has made a lot of original content, most famous, most well known for the Hunger Games. Lionsgate continues to be a healthy stock, in my opinion. And, of course, I will be updating the numbers. We've had a very busy week here at Gunderson Capital Management. My daughter-in-law was several days overdue. And, it's just put everything on hold around here. How do you schedule a fishing trip? Finally, I said, I'm going to just try to sneak in one more fishing trip here before she delivers. I figured it'd be on Labor Day. She'd go into labor on Labor Day. No, she went into labor the day I scheduled my fishing trip. So I sent the guys without me, about five of my buddies here, including Sanford, Rob, and his son Rob works here. His son is 12. He's got to go back to school on Monday. That kid is going to carry some stories into opening day of school about the yellowfin tuna and the Dorado, bull Dorado that he caught. Congratulations to Noah Sanford. If you're going out on a boat, you want somebody named Noah on that boat. That's what I've always said. He's welcome on my boat anytime. Good to have a Noah on your ship with you. But they cleaned up 50 miles off of San Diego. I said to Rob, I said, Rob, next year we're going to have at least one charter here, Gunderson Capital Management charter. You're all invited. First come, first serve. It's on me. We're all going fishing together off of San Diego. We have some of the finest fishing in the world. We're one of the few spots in the world where the tuna migrate within reach of the one-day boats, even sometimes the three-quarter-day boats, which they were on yesterday, to catch some of those prime. Sometimes it's yellowfin tuna, sometimes it's bluefin tuna, sometimes it's albacore, sometimes it's dorado. And get this, yesterday they were fishing and they hooked a marlin on the three-quarter-day boat. So what a day. You know, I was talking to my wife. I said, that boat that they went on, I went on with my father when I was like 12 years old. I said, it's better to hook a kid on fishing than for a kid to get hooked on drugs. And I've been hooked on fishing all my life. And I think more fathers should take their kids fishing. It was good for me. And it's a wonderful sport. As I look out at the ocean today, it's just flat. I'm thinking about making a reservation here. I better get this newsletter done. I'm going to do my best, try to get it out by late tonight if I can, so I can go fishing tomorrow. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. The most important thing that, in fact, I'm looking forward to my new numbers on the S&P 500 today to make sure they're holding up so that I can continue to have this conviction that we're still in a bull market and that we're just in a correction right now. And I'm going to do my best. I'm going to go through my database, try to find the best stocks that I possibly can find. The pickings are a little on the slim side right now, but that's okay because it's more like shooting fish in a barrel. When there's less fish to choose from, that makes it even easier to try to find some of those best stocks now. And if you'd like to have a live money manager, no robots, with the team behind him that supports him and is covering for each other when things of life come along, like childbirths and like fishing trips and whatnot, you can give us a call here at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. No robots here. No index investing here. No asset allocation here. We do things differently. I guess we're the minority on that side, too. We're probably amongst the 30% of active managers. And the others are doing the old mechanical asset allocation thing, which has its merits, too. Just everybody to each his own. PWStreet.com. We'll be sending out thousands of newsletters, hopefully late tonight. And well, we've talked to a lot of people all over the country. Next year, we're taking you fishing, all right? That's a promise. PWStreet.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day and a great weekend, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.